Moskva.
Welcome to Radio Prague's Sunday Mailbox program, in which we read from your letters and answer your questions. As we have said many times before, we very much appreciate your comments on the form and content of our broadcasts. As Radio Prague broadcasts around the globe and our audience is so diverse, we are always very grateful if you just let us know what you think, or even just that you are out there listening to our programs, like, for example, Rolf Sorrentino from the state of New York.
It's been a long time and many years, but I was able to find my old shortwave radio, and I can't wait to tune in to Radio Prague. I haven't listened to my shortwave in probably 25 years, but I remember the fun I had listening to you in the past. I remember the QSL cards, the monthly schedules, slides of Czechoslovakia, all great memories. Obviously, since then, many things have changed in the world and in your country, but I can't wait to begin my hobby again. I thought you'd be interested.
Yes, indeed we are, and thank you very much for letting us know. We are aware that not all those who might be interested in what Radio Prague has to offer possess shortwave receivers or have the chance to tune into our programs because of reception conditions. That part of our audience can enjoy the benefits of the internet, such as Charles Konechny from Ohio, who follows Radio Prague's website regularly and made this comment in his recent email.
I just wish my parents were still alive so they could enjoy the internet. It would be like going back to the Czech Republic every day.
The internet is indeed a great medium, and thanks to its nature, it can connect people across time. This week we received an email from Mr. Josef Svoboda, who lives here in the Czech Republic. He responds to a listener's request posted on our website more than 4 years ago, but it's still available there as everything we broadcast. This is the English translation of Mr. Svoboda's letter.
While browsing the internet, I came across your article from October 22, 2002. Where you wrote that your listener, Marisa Churchward, from Ontario, Canada, was looking for any piece of information about a single record by singers Petter and Pavel, with the songs Laska, Laska and Wenceslas Square. I don't know whether someone has contacted you in this matter since, but I would be very much interested in it, because I have been trying to find out what has become of the Petter and Pavel duo, who emigrated in 1968 and released a single in England. As a matter of fact, I own a copy of the record. Could you please put me in touch with Mrs. Churchward?
A fascinating story, isn't it? Since it has been more than 4 years, we no longer have any contact details for Mrs. Churchward. But if she's listening to us right now or reads this website, she can contact us at english@radio.cz and we can pass on this information to her. Staying with recent history, Terry Price, who's a teacher in Texas, sent us this request.
While listening to Radio Prague archives, I found a story about how Radio Prague was attacked and shut down during the demonstrations in 1989, and about other unofficial radio stations that were used to help communicate information about the protests. They were able to remain undetected by only broadcasting for 15 minutes at a time. I have since not been able to find the article. Can you give me information about the article, including the link? I wish to play the recording for my class, if possible.
Now, I'm afraid that what you describe in your email sounds more like the events of the summer of 1968, when Soviet troops invaded Czechoslovakia. As I am told by my colleagues who were working here at the time of the Velvet Revolution, nothing so dramatic was going on here at Czechoslovak radio. My colleagues can even remember Western TV crews recording freely in the studios as the events of November 1989 were unfolding and Radio Prague was reporting on them. And finally, it's time to repeat our competition question for January. This month, we would like to know the name of a Jesuit missionary born in Brno who worked as a botanist and pharmacist in the Philippines, where he also died in 1706. Half a century later, the Swedish scientist Carl Linné named a genus of flowering plants after him in his honour. Please send us your answers by the end of January to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, which are also the addresses for your reception reports. Till next week, thanks for listening.